Centuries ago, Ireland, my home, was a place of magic and mystery, a place of pagan religion, sacrifice and ceremony. The stories of that time have passed down through generations in myth and legend. Le Fina, Tan Mo Cunha, Fiume Cúil, changelings and dullahans and druids and Tirnanog. I think, of all of these myths and legends, these tales of folklore, the person I most, shall we say relate to, is Maeve. And I won't bore you with too much of a lesson in early Irish literature, but Maeve was a queen and a warrior, a woman of incredible power, ambition, and beauty. They say simply gazing upon her would cause a man to lose 2/3 of his valour. His courage would wane in the face of her power and perfection. Isn't that so beautifully hypnotic? And she was so very important and powerful. It was Maeve whose ambition to be as powerful as the kings of her time led her to covet a particularly impressive bull. And when her offers of wealth were not enough to prize it from its owner, only war would sate the wolf queen. Maeve seduced the father of her enemy, luring him into raising an army for her. It is said she had a charm, a seductive power unlike any other woman. An Irish woman of power and ambition, driven and strong, with a power to seduce any man. Who does that remind you of? You see, I think that power must trickle down through generations, from the women of legend, from Maeve herself, to the strong, sexual women who take up her mantle today. Do you think that sounds like me, Mastor? Eishdamanish, listen, and allow me to remind you of the power I hold. The same power of myth and legend, the power to drive men to war, or to their knees. Listen and hear the pagan magic of my words weaving a spell upon your mind, because that is what Maeve could do to men, weave magic upon them. I'm sure you can imagine yourself now in the distant past, in a land somewhere between myth and history, a place dotted with villages, ring forts, forests and warring tribes, a place where men fought and hunted. Can you picture it in your mind? The rolling green hills and dirt trails, the long winding path up a verdant hill of emerald grass to a fort ringed with wooden stakes, and at its center, thatched roofs on the timber and stone walls, wisps of smoke rising into the air above, with the aroma of ash faintly wafting on the breeze. And can you imagine yourself stepping along the path to meet with the queen, to hear her words? You have heard tales of her from far and wide, even from me, I suppose, but you are yet to look upon her. You walk across the muddy ground at the hilltop, splashing through puddles as grey clouds begin to blot the sky, and a light rain starts to fall over the countryside. And you walk into the largest building in the fort, and she is there, sitting upon a throne carved of oak. She is beautiful, with fair skin and long, silky hair. She sits upon her throne with legs dangling over one side, tight and muscular, and her body draped over the opposite arm, a hand holding her head in a gesture of nonchalance. And she stares at you. She looks at you and smirks. And she does not speak. She only stares. But you hear her. You hear her voice in your mind. Her eyes seem to burn into your mind, and you cannot look away. Hers is a face of perfect beauty, of regally arched eyebrows, of soft, yearning eyes and sharp cheekbones. Her lips are pillowy and pink, and her nose pointed at the tip. Rosy cheeks on her pale skin give her the appearance of youth, but her eyes speak of experience, of conquest. And you cannot help but stare upon her to take in her beauty. Her beauty is legend, and you realize now you are completely captivated, lost in her eyes. Her smirk, her smile, it melts your heart and renders you completely enamored, enraptured. You feel her words sink into your mind like teeth, clamping down upon your thoughts and refusing to release them. And yet, she hasn't even spoken yet. You feel helpless, dizzy, lost. She is doing something, moving her hands in a strange pattern, drawing runes, om, riding upon the air and casting a spell, weaving her magic upon you. And her voice gets louder in your mind, urging you towards submission and surrender in a language you can't understand, but a tone that makes perfect sense to you. A tone of sexual seduction and corrupting power. Her power corrupting you. You know inherently that you must obey, for she is a queen, and you simply a warrior. A leader of your tribe, but not her equal. No, you are beneath her. You hear it in her voice, the voice whispering in your mind, and she tells you everything you need to know. She speaks in a lilting, melodic voice that beguiles you, that bewitches you. She is more than an ordinary woman, someone powerful and potent, who makes you feel weaker, less strong. You feel your courage and will to fight sapped from you. You came to fight her. Your inner voice says something in the back of your mind, but you hear her voice overtaking your own, her words speaking over you, of love and submission, and yet you understand so little of what you hear. Her words are alien to you, but so clear, so powerful. A part of you wants to resist, but another part wants to give in, to surrender yourself to her words, her sweet, seductive, melodious words. Words of wonder and wild abandon, to be free and focused on her, doing as she commands. The queen, who needs 30 men to satisfy her, and even more to man her army. And you can hear the calling, the call to join her cause, the call to take up arms in her name, defend her and her honor. All you want is her favor, and you must gain it. You hear her speaking to you so clearly in her native tongue, and you cannot help but listen, and understanding dawns upon you of what you must do, how you must act before the queen. She speaks words of wonder and worship and power and control. Her words a spell, sinking into your mind like clawed fingernails. Her whispers like woven silk encircling your mind, like the finest woven wool wrapping you in softness, making you feel safe and loved, warm and welcome. You feel her words twisting inside your mind, rippling through you as their magic takes hold. Love and want and lust bursting forward from you as you accept your queen's hold upon you. As you feel her words trap you in her spell. Mushlavi Mafata. There is no doubt in your mind that she is to be worshipped and adored, to be obeyed and served. You cannot imagine a better life than one in her service. Frostalurm, Gaelurm. Her words like daggers to your own thoughts. She, the wolf queen, the warrior, crushing your mind in battle without speaking. Only weaving her words into your mind with a magical tone and a velveteen lilt. It's Lumsahu. Good Joe. You no longer have any desire to resist, only to fight for her, work for her, please her. You need her. You want her. You serve her. Your mind is full of her and only her. You are so in love. Ingralahi. Splankta. Hitringralahi Yogzanish is that to who good Joe. Nealain Dashakatelu. You are trapped in her words and your mind feels so hazy and fuzzy and confused as her spell continues to deepen, as she pulls you to her, pulls your mind into her service and your body feels as if it's pulled into her embrace. You feel weak. You never had a chance. You lost your courage, your power to resist the moment you saw her. The second you saw her beauty and did not run. You're lost in her words as they spin and swirl in your mind and make you feel so hazy. Lost in a mist of surrender and service. She will lead you. You will follow her anywhere. Into battle. Into bed. It doesn't matter. If she says Tarkum, you will follow. If she says rush into a storm of war, you say Shamostras and charge for her without any hesitation. And now you know what she wants. You know what you want. There is only one command left for you. One thing you must do. Plunatum, she says, a single phrase. She points a finger down at the ground and you understand. Plunatum. She repeats, and her command rings true, rings through your mind, and you feel your knees buckle. A tiny spark of resistance flashes until she speaks once more. Blunadum, she commands, and you feel the words resonate in your very core, as you fall to your knees before your warrior queen, and know she can lead you anywhere. And that, my dear, is the power of Mahanga, the power of my words, passed down to me through generations, through centuries and millennia of rites and ritual, of stories and myth. I am, as a legend, I'm a woman of power and voice, of control and command. Is bon dia me, augustosis, lavihu. And you know this, and your mind accepts it, as you let my words fill your mind, as the focal fill you up with Krogus Drush. But for now, it's time to let you go. Let you return to your own world, your contemporary life. So let yourself leave this place, this ancient, powerful place. Let your mind wander from the green fields and grassy hills, from the grey skies and rain, back to where you started, back home. But knowing that you have encountered a queen, the ancestor of Maeve, the woman, the Da'ashling. Take that feeling, that thought with you now as you let go of the past and fall back into the present. Back to reality. Back to wakefulness and mindfulness. Harasharish. And I'll see you again very soon, Mastur. Slangafol. The Sulagrom Gul and Galgashin Kerkalor, August Nay Kartian Gokdin, am I? Bronerm. The Bronerm Ma Vermain Road Me Kert.